Erin
keeps going through it, even though she's not.
Yeah,
Erin,
go through this material cell.
That's hot.
And this. The least haughtiest person in the world, big jail cell.
My name's Carrie Benzie and we're at Wonderland Dance Studio.
And what does that involve?
Basically all forms of dance, also a little bit of singing and a little bit of gymnastics, bit of everything really.
Just describe the room for us, for the listeners.
So it's got the mirrors and it's a bit of a small studio, big enough for maybe about 20 kids at a time, maybe a little bit more. At the minute it's full of costume, but other than that it's quite clear. But we've got our gymnastics mat as well for trying things out and stuff.
So where did the idea come from to set this up?
Well, when I finished uni, I had a lot of kids in the area that would basically want to do dancing, but a lot of their parents couldn't really afford it. So I just decided to do one that was more affordable for those kids that wouldn't normally get that opportunity, and that's how it became what it is.
And it's picked up a lot of people to want to be part of it?
Yeah, well, we're 7 years now, and we started with six, and we're now closer to the 60 mark, so we're getting there.
And what do you think people get out of it, taking part?
Well, it's fun. A lot of our kids have gained confidence that we see all the time, and it's social as well. They've gained a lot of friends and just more skills in dancing. They get a lot out of it, to be honest, and it's somewhere for them to go that's safe, that's not on the streets.
So. And just describe the part of Loughborough that we're in. What's this like, the kind of neighbourhood?
So it's Shelthorpe. So it's typically known as a low-income sort of area. A lot of families that are on benefits or struggling households and things. Not everybody, but that's the typical overlook of Shelthorpe.
And so that means that people wouldn't normally have the opportunity to do this kind of thing?
No, because normally it's not just paying for the lessons, you've got to pay for like the costumes on top for shows and things like that, whereas we've eliminated all of that. They still have costume and stuff, but it comes out of the pot that they put into. It's nothing out of anyone else's pocket, just the overall classes.
So it's all self-funded?
Yes, very much so.
What you've got coming up, you've got a show that you're planning for. What's involved in that?
Yeah, we've got a show on Saturday, 21st of February, which is loads of fun. So it's everyone's got costumes for all the dances. We have props. It's in a proper theatre, so they've got the lights and the backstage, and it's just an overall real experience for the dancers that some of them wouldn't normally have had that chance.
Theatre, is it? Can people get tickets for it?
Yeah, so it's a MMC venue in Mount Sorrel, and tickets are £5 on the door. Unless you're under five, then it's free.
So what are you looking forward to when you... What are your expectations of these people to come in, to put on a good performance?
All I ever ask is that they have fun, really, and enjoy it and just try their best. It's always a good show because they're trying and stuff like that. Things will go wrong, but that's normal. It's just overall a fun night. Like, they do really well, and I'm proud of them every time.
We've got a really quiet audience listening, haven't we? So that's really good. That's great. So could you want to take... You're going to tell us now. You're one of the dancers, is that right? Do you want to come a bit closer? So just tell us your first name and what do you get out of being part of this?
I'm Chanelia, and I think this dance class is really good and fun, and I'm really having fun and stuff.
What makes it fun?
Probably dancing, because I love to dance and meeting new friends.
Why do it together? Because you could just dance around your bedroom.
It's a lot better when you've got everybody here to support you, isn't it?
I just think nobody feels silly here, do they? No. We all just like to try. No one feels out of place, or if you do something wrong, nobody laughs at you, or they go, ha, you can't do that. We all like, hang on, let's help. Nobody seems to go, well, they can't do that. It's, come here, I'll help you. Nobody puts anybody down, do we? We just help. There's nobody here that will go, well, I ain't helping her. It's all, so we'll help you.
Girls,
we'll do this.
Saying it's a safe place.
Exactly. That's what we like in here.
So you can express yourself.
Exactly. Be you.
Yeah, well, everyone's different and everyone sort of reacts to different teaching methods. So I have some kids that come watch me once, maybe a couple of times, and they pick up on it genuinely quite easily. And then we have other kids that sort of find it harder to get the moves in the first place, but they've got the passion and then that drives them forward to be able to do it. So it's just on everyone's differences and also everyone's different confidences as well. So some will take longer just because they don't quite have the confidence yet, but after a while they build that up. And like I said before, my dance school is brilliant for building people up because the girls are all lovely as well and they do all help each other and there's none of that sort of nastiness, and it doesn't matter what ability they are or anything like that, we just give it a go and it comes through in the show. So but yeah, it's nice just to see all the improvements every year, like when you look back at the show before and be like, they've really come on, it's massive. Like that's what the reward's for, just seeing how well they do on show day.
Quite a lot of neurodivergent kids in the dance troupe. Did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We have absolutely anyone. We accept everyone and work with what they need. So, you know, some kids are quite unique with neurodivergence and we work with them in ways that they need so that they can participate just as much as everyone else. And it works and they're great and it's nice to see the little quirks being used in a positive way, not in a negative. So yeah, everybody's welcome here.
F1.
Okay, we'll do F1.
No, I thought you'd put that in the other way.